Almond irrigation has certainly started, and making sure when to irrigate is critical. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Dahl worked for 10 years as a UC Farm Advisor in Merced County. And about a year and a half ago, he relocated to an area in Portugal to help develop an almond operation from the ground up. He's also the founder of the Almond Doctor website. And Dahl still gives advice to growers. We asked him about a concept called stem water potential.
Stem water potential readings should probably be taken on a weekly basis. I think it's a good place to start. This is taking a leaf that's in the lower canopy of the tree on the shaded side and using a pressure chamber, or what they call a pressure bomb, to see how much pressure it takes to squeeze the water out of it. Now, the thing with stem water potential is it's always a relationship to baseline, and baseline changes. And for a given estimate for most farms in California, baseline is about 1/10 of the temperature at midday. And if it's 70 degrees outside,
then the baseline is 7, 10% of that temperature.
In that case, you wouldn't want to start irrigating until you have a higher value than baseline. So somewhere between 8 or 9 bars.
That's when you want to trigger that irrigation.
And I should add that the caveat that we tend to measure stem water potential in negative numbers, but just go along with the fact if it's 70 degrees, baseline 7, and you're looking for 8 to 9 before you trigger that first irrigation.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.